Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Someone Else's Child, written by Kylie Orr and read by Cecilia Ramsdale. Chapter 1. My gut is a bag full of fists. I strap on a smile and remind myself why I'm here, to help heal Lottie. If she were my child, I would do anything to save her, just like Anna. I weave through the crowd that has flocked to the fundraiser. There must be a quarter of the Gibbs Creek population attending the event, by far the most bodies the primary school has ever had on its grounds. Like a royal bloody wedding it is. I nod thanks, wave hello, and shake hands as if I'm a local politician, all the way to the child-sized bathrooms. The walls of the girls' toilet block are painted an offensive lollipop pink. The boys' block is a haphazard splattering of cobalt blue. Good old Gibbs Creek Primary School, still representing gender like it's 1950. Each toilet door has an inspirational quote penned across it. The messages give me some hope for the next generation. Throw kindness around like confetti. Be the change you want to see in the world. Anna and Lottie are taking a moment before they brave the people. Time to greet the fans, I clap in anticipation. Morning, Wren. Anna's half-smile masks what must be all sorts of pain tangled inside her. She cups a shallow pool of water in her palms, then, like a slap, splashes it across her face. She dabs concealer under her eyes and reapplies blush to her cheeks. Charlotte, you ready? Wren's here. Anna calls over the top of the cubicle. Hey, Lottie. I tap my knuckle on her door. The quote painted across it couldn't be more appropriate. She believed she could, so she did. Come on, chickadee, we'll get you over to see your friends faster than you can say fairy floss. Lottie unlocks the door in slow motion. Her floral sundress hangs loose. Spindly arms poke out from the cardigan draped around her shoulders. She shivers despite the temperate autumn day. Do I have to go? Anna rubs the goosebumps off Lottie's arms and kisses her forehead. She leaves a faint red outline. A quick photo, then you can play with your friends. Lottie scrunches her face in an attempt to stop a single tear that escapes down her cheek. Oh, darling, it'll be okay. Anna rubs it away with her thumb. I press my teeth into my bottom lip, ward away the sorrow and breathe deep into my diaphragm. The quicker we get the photo over, the quicker you can nick off with your mates, I say. What's bothering you, hun?
I look ugly, bald and ugly, she says. They'll tease me.
Don't be ridiculous. My voice is too high-pitched to sound authentic. You look like a freaking superhero, Supergirl. A super bald-headed slick hero. She grants me a small smile. Anna wraps Lottie's head in a silk scarf adorned with large flowers and delicate swirls. She spotted the piece in a city boutique on one of Lottie's appointment days. So very Anna, so not Lottie. Anna squats level with Lottie's eyes and holds her emaciated face. In a firm but gentle voice, she says, "You are strong, you are beautiful, we can do this." Anna's ease is quite incredible for someone who never wanted children. The campaign Jez launched to persuade her to start a family could have qualified as an extreme sport.